Praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. Him that believe, he's precious. Right? He sure is. Turn in your Bibles this morning. Mark chapter number 4. St. Mark chapter number 4. Mark 4. Mark chapter number 4, we'd like to read verse 34 through verse number 41. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. But without a parable spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, verse 35, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillar. They awake him and said unto him, Master. Boy, I left him singing that song a while ago. Carest thou not that we perish? Can I say he does care? Don't he? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? They feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Glory to God. Would you pray with us this morning? Our Father, again we bow in your presence to say thank you for your precious word. Lord, you're so good to us. Blessed us so abundantly with your presence and your power. And God, we know that you do care. And I pray you'd help us as we look at these verses a few moments this morning. I pray you, Lord, somehow speak to every one of us. You know every need and every heart. You know what storm, what battle we may be going through with. But God, you're still there with us. And you do care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'd like to share with you a few moments this morning by the help of the Lord on how to have peace in the midst of a storm. Glory to God. Thank God for peace. It passeth all understanding. And he said you can have peace. You know why? He's a peacemaker. He's a peace giver. He said you can have peace. You can have the peace of God. You can have peace with God and the peace of God. That's a wonderful thing to have. Yes, it is. But we can have peace. We can have victory. We can have peace in the midst of a storm. And so he said, let us pass over. The first thing that I'd like to mention, maybe the Lord help us this morning, is the fact that if you're going to have peace when trouble comes and trials comes and affliction comes and persecution comes and things that we had to go through within this life, because a man said, the Bible said, a man born of woman is few days and full of trouble. So you don't have to worry about it. That's what exactly like the Bible said. You're going to have trouble in this life. You're going to have different things to face and go through with. But to have it, you must, the first thing we need to realize and do and is the fact that what he said. What he said. What did he tell him? He said, let us. Let us what? Go on. Look at what verse number 35. Let us pass over unto the other side. And so listen, they were fearful. They got in the midst of a storm. He was asleep. Listen, amen. But if they had just stopped and thought a minute, what did he say? What did he tell them? You know what he told them? He said, we're going to the other side. Do you think he weren't going to get tired? No, he's going. Amen. Hey, and God got on the ship with us, and we got on the ship with him. We united with him. We got born again. I want to tell you something. He's going to work with us and carry us on to the other side. Just as sure as you hear this morning, thank God for it. He said, if they'd have recognized, if they'd have remembered what he said in the midst of that storm, then I'm going to tell you, thank God they'd have had a different outlook if they'd just thought, oh, he said we was going to the other side. Just believe his word. And if you and I stand on his word and stand on his promises and realize and remember what he said. Oh, he said a lot. Never could have said all this morning. He said, I'll not leave you nor forsake you. He was still there with them. He was in their presence. Listen, can you imagine? There's no way in the world. Listen, that they was going to drown him. There's no way in the world that ship was going under and him on it. If they'd have realized what he said, we're going to go to the other side. They should have known they was going to get tired. Well, we can't criticize him too much because we get in the same boat sometimes. He said, we're going to the other side. Let us. You know who that's talking about? All of us. Us. You know, I'm glad I'm in the road, on this road with us. Me not by myself. You not by yourself. It's us. And we in the boat. And guess, glory to God who's in the boat with us. If they could just remember, when you're going through your afflictions and troubles and trials, he's there with you. Glory to God. He'll send you a dream by the time you think you're going far as you can go. He will. I had a good one last night. Guess what? I dreamed we was going down the road. And guess who was sitting over behind the wheel? And I slipped upside over and I nudged up close and I said, it sure is good to have you back. But honey, that's when I woke up. I wish I could have kept dreaming. But I woke up. Looked over and it was a dream. But I'm going to tell you something. It was an encouraging dream. And I've been thinking about this and I think the Lord was saying something to me. Hey, we just wake up. You riding down the road. You're not by yourself. He said, let us go. I don't know about you. If I'm riding that car by myself or truck by myself now, you know what I'm thinking? I'm not really by myself. He's there with me. He said, let us go. He didn't tell him disciples, get in that ship and go by yourself. I'm staying over here. No, he said, let us go over there. And thank God, I'm glad we got somebody to ride with us and somebody to weather out the storms and somebody to go with us even to the end. Amen. Yes. What he said. So they need to remember what he said. And when he said, I would never leave you, Brother Raymond, or forsake you, he meant exactly that. When he said, I go with you all the way to the end, even to the end of the world. And he will do that. So remember what he said. You know, encouraging sometimes, remember what somebody else said. But it's more encouraging to remember what he said. So take the Bible, hide it in your heart. Get all the sayings of what the Lord said to you. And if you get in a tight place, say, Lord, you said it. What one of them verses I read Brother John sent us? Lord, remember thy word. Where you called your servant to hope. I'm hoping in that word. Lord, remember it. God will remember his word. He's given this word. And we need to remember it ourselves what he said. And remember his word and his promises. It will help you. Long life's journey. It sure will. So number one, he says, They said in verse number 37, there was a great storm, and the waves beating the ship. He was asleep on the pillar. But I want you to notice not only one thing that he said, need to remember what he said, but you know what? As important as that, or it can't be anything more important than his word, but as important as that, remember who he is. What did they say down in verse number 41? What manner of man is this? Not only remember what he said, but remember who he is. What manner of man is this? It's the Lord. When you think about it, who's told him to do that? He's a God. He's God manifested in the flesh, born of a virgin, came in this world. And listen, I'm telling you, the verses of Scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 1, the worlds were created by him. He upholds all things by the word of his power. We've forgotten who he is. Listen, the way in the world, listen, that ship could have go down with him on it. You don't tell you something, I was reading that, the guy saying, well, listen, if he'd have wanted to, he could have left him disciples on that ship, got out in the water, and walked on it again. He walks on the water. He could have left them in the ship and didn't leave them there. He calmed the storm for them. Worked the work of miracles. That's because he's who he is. He's a great I am. He's God manifested in the flesh. He's the head of the church. He's the firstborn among many brethren. He's God. That's why the winds that obey him, they said, whoa, glory to God. They were thinking, whoo! What manner of man is this? Even the winds and the seas obey him. That ain't all devils do. That ain't all diseases depart in his presence. He's God. That's when you realize who he is. You can have peace in the storm if you know who he is. You can have peace in the storm if you remember what he says. He's not limited. He's not nothing too hard for him. Nothing impossible with him. He's God. Yes, he is. I was reading over in Colossians again how he upholdeth all things. World was made by him. Everything was made by him and for him. Hallelujah. And by him all things consist. He's the one that said, peace be still to the winds and the waves. They obeyed him. Hey, I imagine I'm going to tell you something. When he speaks to your heart and speaks to my heart, let's obey him. I'll tell you what, if we'll obey him, it'll bring such peace like you've never known before. Amen. The peace of God. Had our peace in the midst of the storm. If we ever lived in a dark hour, we're living in it. If we ever lived in a troubled hour, we're living in it. Storms, the Bible said, a mighty wind, a great storm of wind. You know what he got up and did? He rebuked it. Says that sometimes there's a controversy over who caused the storm, who caused the wind. Guess who stirred up the trouble in Job day? Guess who started up here? You know what? I don't believe he rebuked himself. And I don't believe he rebuked God. Now, the devil can do a lot of things, but it's always under God's permission. He's a prince in the power of the air. And he can make some winds and storms and all these things. It's all under God's permission, and God has permitted him to do it. All those things that happened to Job, God permitted him to do it. We wouldn't let him go but so far. You don't have to agree with me, but I personally believe the devil was saying, hey, I'm going to get him out there on that water. Get the whole bunch of them. God let him go so far, but the Savior stood up. You know what? I think the devil forgot who he was too. I always remember one thing. I heard an old preacher say one time, whole lion like he's just a roaring lion. Walking about seeking whom he may devour.
But the devil caused a lot of havoc that day. But he forgot himself who the Lord was. And the disciples said, "Who is this that even the winds and the seas obey him?" Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it's sure nice to know he's serving somebody like that. Did the winds obey him? Seas obey him? He said, "Peace. Why are you so fearful?" Verse 40 says, "How is it that you have no faith? Why are you so fearful?" They was fretting instead of they was fretful and fearful instead of having the faith. They knew the Lord was on there with them. They said, "What kind of man is this?" And I'm going to tell you this morning, God's warning some of us and he's wanting to comfort some of us. The fact is, hey, who he is and what he said. Aren't you glad he's a great I am? Jesus said Abraham rejoiced to see my day and he saw it. Before Abraham was, he said, "I am." Hallelujah. What manner of man is he? But you know what? Jesus walked. He was man. Someone said 100% man, 100% God. He weren't 50 and 50. So he was 100% man and 100% God. You said, "Explain it." I don't have to. Just believe it. God's darling son. Yes. What manner of man is this? Have you forgotten who he is? You know what Jesus told him? What Peter and him told him about the Lord in the book of Acts? He said, "This same Jesus that you've seen go, he's coming again." He said, "You crucified the Lord of glory." They hung him on a cross, put him in a tomb. But thank God he couldn't hold him. That's what kind of man he is. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. My question is this morning, do you have peace? You in a storm? I can almost assure you going through something. If you don't, you will be. And I'm going to tell you something. God will comfort you in the midst of your storm. He'll use you to help comfort someone else in their storm. Because when you walk through it, it's like I'll never forget what Dwight told his mama in the hospital not long before he died. He said, "Mama, when it's you, it's different." And we know that. But when we really walk through that valley, we know it. But one thing for sure, we know he's so, and he's what he said he was. That's it. Never alone, that's right. So I'm asking a question. You can have peace in the midst of a storm, storms of this life, if you remember what he said. "I never leave you. Never forsake him." If you remember, listen, how he helped you through the other trials, other trouble, other persecutions, other heartaches. If you remember, amen, every place he says in his word. I like what he said in the book of Peter. "Casting thy care upon him, for he careth for you." Does Jesus care? That's what the disciples said. You remember that verse? "Carest thou not that we perish?" Sure he cared. They weren't going down. You know what I was thinking about? Thank God I mentioned it a while ago. But I was thinking about how it blessed my heart and I got to thinking about Brother Billy. He did care for him. Because like I said a while ago, if he'd been mine too, he could have got and walked on the water safe. Don't care how way, it didn't matter how big the waves was. He could have walked on them. He has walked on water and did walk on water. But I'm telling you, he stayed right there with them disciples, got up and rebuked that wind and waves, and she lay down and was calm. Now I want to tell you something. God can bring a calmness over you and calmness over me and a peace over us like we've never experienced before if we believe what he says. That's his word. And if we realize who's saying it. Well, you do know he didn't start in a manger. Who is he? Who is this man? Who is this man? He didn't start in a manger. What did Isaiah say? Unto us a child is born. And guess what? A son is given. If he'd started in a manger, how could he have been before Abraham? He's always been. And might not realize that he would leave. This is the kind of man. This is the man. They said, who is this man? When I realize what he left, where he was, and came where he came, and become what he became. A man took part of the same, became flesh, listen, and put on, robed himself in human flesh, and did it for you and for me. That's what kind of man he is. No, he didn't do it for himself. He did it for you and for me. Paid the supreme sacrifice. God, listen, could not just forgive iniquity. He had to somebody take the place, and somebody took it from me, and it was him. Glory to God. Brother Gary, I'm praising God for y'all sitting back on that back row. For that little one there too. Hallelujah. This man that we're talking about this morning is still a miracle working God. Leave it look. What manner of man is he? I'll tell you what. He humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. Thought himself not, listen, robbed to be unequal with God. He left the splendors of heaven, came to this sin-cursed world, walked in among it, and died on a cross to save you and save me. That's what kind of man he is. Never been one like him. Never will be another one. He's Jesus. Just gonna call his name Jesus, and he'll save his people from their sins. And he got the power to do it. Someone said, had them ways and seas obey him. Bible said, all power is given to him, both in heaven and in earth. He created the earth, he created the worlds. You oppose them by the word of his power, and the seas and the wind have to obey him. And the devil does too. Why you think the Bible said drawn out of God and he'll draw out of you, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You can't whoop the devil, he can. You don't resist him in your own energy. Put that word on him. Remember what he said. Remember who it is that told you. Remember what kind of man he is. Thank God. Victory's on your side and on mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe the Lord touched my foot yesterday. I feel better today. You pray for it. Before the cut on my toes is all healed up, but it's some nerve damage, but he's still able to get that corrected on out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you something, what manner of man. If you don't remember nothing, I'm on hush. If you don't remember nothing else, remember what he said. And remember what manner of man he is. And you can have peace right in the midst of your storm. I don't know what storm you're going through with. I've been through some. You're going through some. Different ones are going through some. But I'll tell you what, he'll walk with you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. He'll uphold you. You know what? I said a few Sundays ago, and I'm going to say it again. If he upholds all things by the word of his power and upholds the worlds, I don't think he'd have any problem upholding me. No. He's everywhere. I won't get into it today, but the book of Acts, I was reading. Sometimes you got two or three different messages the Lord laying on your heart. I was reading the book of Acts, maybe get to preach on it sometime. You know what he said? They was feeling out of God. You know, when the book of Acts 13, somewhere, so I can't remember exactly what it was. You know what it said? Because he's not very far from any of us. He's not very far from us. Folks, I'm telling you, he's closer than you think. And you know what I like about it? I can be at my house right by myself, and he's just close to me there. You can be at your house right by yourself, and he's just that close to you there. Mm-hmm. He's not very far, not far from any of us. He's so close to us, if he'd let us, we could reach out and touch him. But you know, God's a spirit. And there's a spirit realm. And it's right here with us. And God's right here with us. See, that scares me. No, I don't mean. I like it. He's right here. He's near to us all. That's what kind of man he is. Hallelujah. At his resurrection, he could not only walk on water. Did that before. But he not only could walk on water, but he could walk through doors. Him locked. Amen. Shut. Amen. So you can't knock him out. You can't shut him out. He'll come on where you are. Them disciples up in that upper room. This is another message. These had upper room. They were scared. Listen, they were fearful because of the day and night Jesus had been crucified. And all of a sudden, he come walking in where they are. The Bible said the doors were shut. One time he walked in the water, they thought they saw a ghost. Didn't he? What kind of man is he? I tell you, he's full of love and compassion and concern. He concerns and he loves you. That's what kind of man he is. Would you stand with me? Stand with me, let's sing a song. May God spoke to your heart. May the Lord weep.